This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM WCNO as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to another great edition of Piercing Darkness broadcast brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries and its host, man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly, who will be joining us shortly to give you an awesome word today, some testimonies of what God's been doing. And he just got back from 2 states and 5 cities in 6 days, preaching the gospel in the southeast and seeing God move powerful as people got healed, delivered, and set free. Cancer, back pain, knee pain, so many different things God did for people. It was really amazing. And God touched people, and it was an awesome time in South Carolina and Georgia last week. I want to encourage, hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving. We definitely are praying for each one of you and all the partners and friends that support this broadcast to you every Saturday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. here on 89.9 FM WCNO in the Treasure Coast in South Florida. This is Piercing Darkness radio broadcast, piercing the darkness with the light of Jesus Christ and the power of God. And I want to encourage you all, don't forget, we have a special women's conference coming up. That will be in Delray Beach, Florida. So if you're in Delray, if you can get there, you don't want to miss it. It's going to be Saturday. Special guest, Pastor Peggy Zealous, who's pastored Solemn Pole Ministries in Lincoln, in Georgia. She's very prophetic. Excited about women's lives. She deals with very emotional wounds and different things about women, and she's very good. She was here last year, and God really used her powerful. So come and join Saturday, December the 14th. We'll be in Delray Beach at 400 North Swinton Avenue at the Trinity Fellowship Hall. We'll have a wonderful time and great time with the ladies there. So women of God, young teenagers, young adults, you're single, you're married, whatever, just please join this awesome time of ministry, December the 14th. Go to powerevangelism.net and you can get more information about this event. You just freely attend. It doesn't cost any money. It's free. So if you're interested in coming and joining with Apostle Solly and a special guest, Pastor Peggy Zealous, you'll be very blessed. You will love to have hear what God is going to use to her to do. Some of the topics they're going to cover is the divine appointment. What is your appointment with God? What is your appointment with God? How are you purchasing God's kingdom? Where am I supposed to be in my life? This is the best of my life. God's way. So how do you win God's way? We're going to discover all that. And also, she's going to deal with other things as the Holy Spirit leads her. It's going to be great worship. You'll be blessed. You'll be really impressed with the way everything's going. And also, don't forget, we do have a New Year's service December the 31st. We'll be crossing over from 2019 to 2020. Wow, it's hard to believe. 2020 is almost here. 2019 to 2020, December the 31st, we'll be in Delray Beach. That information on the website as well. So if you don't have a place to go, please encourage you to join that. That will be near, and your life will never be changed. So your life will never be the same December the 31st. Come join Apostle Solly as we cross over from 2019 to 2020, and you'll be really blessed and encouraged in your faith. It's free to attend. Also, we'll have a special Christmas service for all you that are still in South Florida. If you're around the area, you have family or friends in town, you want to hear them the gospel, bring those unsaved loved ones, bring those in need of Jesus. Or if you just want to come and hear the gospel and get encouraged, December 25th, we'll have a special service as well. It's all on the website, powerevangelism.net. Don't forget, you can partner with the ministry for $1 a day, or whatever God puts in your heart. You can go to powerevangelism.net. the donation page, and you can donate there. But also, we'd like to pray for your needs as well. And a partner, somebody that says, you know what, I believe what the man of God's doing, I believe what Power Evangelism is doing, winning souls to Christ in the area, but also you're traveling, doing different events around the world, and winning souls to Christ. All our events are free. We don't charge any money for them. We just ask people to come, bring as come as you are. If you're whole, you're well, you're sick in your body, whatever it is, we pray for you no matter what your needs are, and we win souls to Christ. And your financial donation helps us continue to be on air and also helps us continue to do crusades throughout South Florida and around the world. We travel to different states in America and different countries, and we do missions and help other people, and we also do a lot of great stuff in the community for people. So I encourage you to do that. You can also follow Apostle Solly on Facebook, Apostle Ronald Solly. You can follow him on there and also on Twitter. JC is Holy Apostle Ronald Solly on there. And also on Instagram at Harvesting Souls, or type in Apostle Ronald Solly as well. Just type in his name, Apostle Ronald Solly, that's S-S-A-L-I, two S's on the end. You can find him on social media platform and follow him and get updates on what's happening in the ministry, because I know we're in a digital social media world today. Everybody's on their phones, and it's the best way to follow him and keep in touch with what God's doing. And don't forget that if you need prayer, please pick up that phone and dial 561-337-9018. Again, that's 561-337-9018. And somebody's standing by to pray for you. Whatever your need is, if you have it. Maybe, I know it's holiday season, some people get depressed, they get lonely because of family, maybe somebody's loved one's gone to be with the Lord or going through some hard times. We want to encourage you and minister to you and pray for you. So whatever it is, pick up that phone, and somebody on the other end will pick up that phone and call and answer your phone call and minister to you. And whatever it may be, if you have a sick loved one in the hospital or just going through tough times or financial times, we'd love to minister to you and help you out. So pick up that phone, dial 561-337-9018. Or if you say, you know what, I don't want to call, I just want to email my request, you can do that as well. You can go to powerevangelism.net, and any of the bottom of the page, you can email us. Just put the form, and it will go right to our prayer team and Apostle Solly. We'll pray for all of your needs there. Well, again, thank you for being a friend and listening every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. Don't forget December 14th, the Daughter of Zion Women's Conference. And then the 25th is a special Christmas service and evening time. If you spend time with your family and friends, if you're in the area, come join us. And December 31st, we have a prophetic crossover service from 2019 to 2020. It's on the website, powerevangelism.net. And again, thank you for being a friend, a listener, a partner. Jesus loves you. We're praying for you. And we're going to go back to the studio. The man of God's going to be coming live just in a few minutes to give you a live update on what's going on in his life, in the ministry, and also all the success and testimonies that God did this past week as he was traveling on missions and with the Power Evangelism team with Apostle Solly. It was a great, great time. And many souls were impacted, lives were changed, and you know, so stay tuned right on 89.9 FM. Don't change that dial. Thanks again for being a friend, a partner, and a listener. And may the Lord bless you in this wonderful holiday season as we're thankful for Jesus Christ saving our lives. And Christmas is coming up. It's all about Jesus. Enjoy this message with Apostle Ronald Solly. Back to the studio, live.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We give God glory for this day he has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank you all for joining me on this broadcast. We are excited about what God is doing. It's not a work of a man, but a work of the Holy Spirit. The best is yet to come. You see, the Bible says in the last days, God is going to pour his spirit upon all flesh. We have a prayer line you can call. 561-337-9018. That's 561-337-9018. You can call for prayer right now. And we give God praise because of what God is doing. It's the best. Jesus is Lord, and nothing is impossible with the Lord when you believe. We also have a website, www.powerevangelism.net. The website is www.powerevangelism.net. That's the number to call. You call for prayer, 561-337-908, or you can visit our website, powerevangelism.net, to submit your progress. Our website is www.powerevangelism.net. You're going to be blessed in this broadcast. Many things are going to happen. We'll give God glory for what he's going to do. I'll be back after this message. I believe.
I say, I believe. Do you believe you're coming out of debt? Do you believe it? Say, I believe I'm coming out of debt. I believe. I believe, I receive, I believe, I receive, I believe, I receive.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah. If you believe you shall receive, God will do it according to his promises. This is a show we're going to hear testimonies. I just came back from South Carolina, Atlanta, Georgia. I was in Lincolnton, Georgia. I was in all these places where God moved so powerfully. Aiken, South Carolina. I mean, I'm still recovering from the trip. It was a great trip. Many miracles happened. Many lives were touched and blessed. We give God glory for what he did. It's not a work of a man, but a work of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to talk about the revival that took place, that we had to extend one specific place in Aiken. We had to extend another service because the people were pouring out on the altar in large numbers, hungry for the power of God. And I said, you know what, I'm going to have to extend the service to a night service because there's a lot of people. And then, you know, that was around 1 o'clock, 1:25. And then we dismissed the service. The pastor dismissed the service, you know, right there. I told the pastor, you know, I got to come back for the night service. They don't have night service there. And, you know, it's amazing that he is a man of the spirit. He agreed with what I was suggesting. So he announced, and we had the meeting starting from 6 p.m. We went, had our lunch, and then came back in the evening. And it went on. The glory of God was so thick. Many people were touched. People are hungry for the power of God. That blessed my heart to go to Aiken and have an extension. So originally my plan was to do 5 services, but I ended up doing 6 services. And we give God glory for what he did. It's not a work of a man, but a work of the Holy Spirit. And we give God praise because this is the outpouring that God has promised to pour upon all the flesh. When we come back, I'm going to be able to share some testimonies of what God has done, because this is not a work of a man, but the work of the Holy Spirit. And we give God praise for the revival that has hit our region, to have this anointing in this area. To God be the glory.
Lord, breathe on me. Lord, breathe on me. Lord, breathe on me. Lord, breathe on me now. Lord, breathe on me. Lord, breathe on me. Lord, breathe on me.
Now in the house, says what's going on.
Lord, breathe on me. Lord, breathe on me. Lord, breathe on me.
Lord, breathe on me.
Everybody watch me now.
Lord, breathe on me. Lord, breathe on me. Lord, breathe on me. Lord, breathe on me. Lord, breathe on me.
Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Lord, we give God glory for all the mighty things he's doing. 561-337-9018. Call for prayer. 561-337-9018. Nothing is impossible with the Lord. I'm excited about what God is doing. We can hear testimonies of what the Lord is doing and what he has done through the years. We give God praise because he's pouring out his spirit upon all flesh. And it's a time to experience the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Nothing is impossible with the Lord when you believe. Jesus is Lord, and the best is yet to come. I'm excited about what God is doing, and I'm believing God for more and more and more and more. More of his glory, more of his power. I'll be back after this message.
You may be sitting in God's house. Thank you so much.
kingdom of God is taking over. The land is being taken over by Jesus. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Come on. Do you believe it? Say yes. Do you believe it? Jesus is taking over. He's taking over the land. Come on, church. Do you believe it? Ukwe, ukwe, ukwe. Say, I believe it. Say, I believe it. Say, I believe it with all my heart. Lift your hands up and call him 7 times. Just call him. Atmosphere. The sounds you're hearing are prophetic sounds. They're declaring the majesty of the King of Glory. Brother on the drums, let me hear what God says. Prophesy.
Praise the Lord, hallelujah, for those prophetic sounds that are being released in one of our services. We give God glory because when the prophetic sounds are released, miracles, signs, and wonders happen. It destroys religious installations and principalities. When they put deceptions in your mind, the atmosphere is set for God to move, and God will move, and set captives free in the name of Jesus. You see, the Bible said the blessing of God makes rich and it adds no sorrow. I'm believing God that God's going to bless you and is going to prosper you according to his riches in glory through Christ Jesus. There is nothing impossible with God when you believe. You have to believe that God is what he says he is. And the Bible says he's the rewarder of those that seek him diligently. I want to thank you all for joining me on this broadcast. We are testifying about the goodness of the Lord and what the Lord did in all these cities that have just been ministering in. I know some of you have been praying for us and some of you partner with the ministry. And you want to know what God did. So I'm going to share with you briefly some of the powerful things that God did before I begin to share the word. So for those of you joining me by way of internet, website, or by social media, just go ahead and share this broadcast. Bring on your friends so they can enjoy what God is doing. It's not a work of a man, but the work of the Holy Spirit. We're experiencing the outpouring of the Holy Ghost like never before. You see, God says in the last days, he's going to pour his spirit upon all flesh. So that's what we're doing here. We're experiencing the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We have to encounter the outpouring of the Holy Spirit as the scripture says, then we can be able to walk in the breakthrough. But you have to hunger for God and thirst for him. Because when you hunger and thirst for God and thirst for him, you will find him. Those that are hunger and thirst for the Lord, they'll find him. There is an atmosphere that is set in the presence of God when you hunger and thirst for the Lord. He will glorify himself in your life. In the time we're living in today is a time of prayer, seeking God, trusting God, and being faithful to him and his promises. Because God has promised to pour his spirit upon all flesh. So you ought to be ready for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. So enjoy everything that God has for you today. You know, it's an amazing broadcast that we're doing because it's going to be very prophetic and we're going to be talking about some important things that you need to know about the presence of God. That way you can be able to prosper, walk in the blessing and the prosperity that God has for you in Jesus' name. So we stepped out, flew into the CSIR area, and it was on a television broadcast. I was able to be given an ample airtime, really great airtime to minister the word, and I was able to share the word of God with the brethren that were joining me on that broadcast. A lot of people were really blessed by the incredible broadcast we did. We're going to be able to put it on social media and to help you see the areas we covered of the supernatural. And people are calling in from hundreds of miles. And also during the program, God gave me favor. They were able to record a segment that's going to be rerunning again. It's going to rerun multiple times so people can be able to receive the word. People are hungry for the word of God. So, and that evening, I was able to travel to Lincolnton, and I was able to minister in Lincolnton, Georgia, where the Lord did a mighty move of the Spirit. A lot of people were touched and healed. We give God glory for what he did there. Then we traveled to Atlanta, Georgia. I haven't been to Atlanta for 7 years. Wonderful ministry there. The Lord did mighty things in that wonderful church. And so many people are really blessed. And we give God glory for that because the Spirit of God is moving. And he was giving precise words of knowledge and wisdom, encouraging the brethren there. And then from there, we traveled to Augusta. We were there for 2 nights, crusade. And Augusta, it was amazing. The atmosphere was so powerful. The enemy tried to stop the second night or to reduce the impact by sending rain. You know, you say, what do you mean the enemy sending rain? Because the demons tried to manipulate the weather to come at a wrong time to scare people away. They were saying, the storm is coming. I told the rain, I give you notice. We have a service here, so you need to stop. You know, I gave it notice, so it stopped eventually. And we had a powerful night. There was a super amazing what God does. People, you know, they came through. They were there on time. You know, they were there on time and were really hungry. And God did many miracles for both nights. I mean, you know, so many miracles. One lady was for 22 years suffering from severe pain in the neck area and the back. And God healed. Another one has had, I haven't forgot the name of the sorority, something. I forgot the name. I mean, family shared for several years, and God healed. So many people were touched, you know. We give God glory. Then I traveled to Aiken, where God did some incredible things on the morning service. Like I shared with you earlier, the service was so powerful in the morning that we had another night session. So I did an extension. because the Holy Ghost told me, you know, I was trying to book my flight to travel, back, and I had in my spirit, you know, you're gonna have Sunday night. You know, sometimes you try to wrestle with the Holy Ghost, it doesn't work. He always wins. So you know, you can never wrestle with the Holy Ghost. He always wins. So in my spirit, I knew you're gonna stay there one extra night. I mean, you know, but I didn't plan on doing that because I had other plans, you know. So I went ahead and booked the flight, you know, respectively. You know, I did that. God never violated our free will. So I arrived at the church, you know, somehow when I was getting to the church, GPS took me to an area that was not accessible. So I found myself in the area and I was trying to figure out how I'm going to get to the church because I'm trying to get them time. And then I asked the officers. They told me it's right there. The officers gave me the direction. So I made it to the church. And pastor was very open to the things of the spirit, and I love the pastor. He's a man of God, a man of integrity. So we ministered, and in the service, I had clearly, you gotta tell the pastor you're gonna be here tonight, so let him know that, you know, this is what I intend to do. So I shared with him and said, you know what, I'm open to it. You know, I told him, yeah, come announce it. So he came and announced it to the congregation, and you know, the people were so open to it, and they came back in the night, and the pastor was a great blessing to us and letting us have an extended night. In most churches in America, they will not let you do that. You know, they stick by their program, and you know, but you find great ministers, and all the churches that ministered in Atlanta, in Lincolnton, also in Aiken, were such great ministries, and they're open to the things of the spirit, and we give God glory for that. Yeah, so for those of you joining us, this is Apostle coming to you live. We just returned back from a mission trip and a Thanksgiving weekend, and we're excited about what God is doing and planning to do. So I got a few announcements to make here, we're going to be having, you know what, I'll be back after this to make an announcement because I believe you're tuning in on air. So stay tuned, and I'll be back shortly after this. 561-337-918. The lines are open up for prayer, and I'll be back shortly to talk to you.
We welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Welcome you. We welcome you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome you. Holy Spirit.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah. We give God glory for this amazing moment that we have in this broadcast. I want to give God praise for our upcoming schedule. Now, I'll let you, this December is coming up very soon. We do have a special women conference. It's going to be on the 14th of December. We do this annually, so you want to invite to come and be in this conference. Going to be held at the Trinity Fellowship Hall, the 14th of December. Make plans to attend. It's going to be amazing. We have a guest speaker coming in, Pastor Peggy. I'll be also speaking. We give God glory for what God is going to do in this conference. It starts at 6 p.m. We'll serve some refreshments. And after that, we're going to the conference. It's going to be amazing. This conference, you know, it's amazing. Come, ready to get empowered. We do have some special activities for the women, red carpet. We also have some several other things that take place, you know. So you're going to enjoy the word of God, the anointing, the prophetic is going to be amazing. And you don't want to miss it. Those who missed last year, don't miss it this year. And we do plan to have a wonderful conference. And also the Christmas night, we're going to do a special service. You know, I know after you eat the turkey and the fellowship with your family on the 25th of December, we'll be at the DF campus in Derry Beach for one night only, the 25th at 7 p.m. So a lot of people want to come and be in the presence of God after spending time with you know, enjoying that day, just come to worship God with us. Then on the 31st of December, we're going to have our crossover prophetic night to the new year, 2020. It's a new decade. So you don't want to miss that service. It's going to be powerful. And we look forward to what God is going to do on the 31st of December. Then I do plan to come to Port St. Lucie for crusade. In I'll let you know, we're working on those arrangements for Port St. Lucie and also for Vero Beach. So we're going to be hitting those two cities. So I'll keep you posted about what God is doing in our crusades for the upcoming year. In Jesus is Lord, nothing is impossible with him. Now, if you can turn with me in your Bibles, we're going to turn to the book of 1 Corinthians.
We're in the 1 battle. Corinthians.
Let's look at what the scripture says here. 561-337-9018. That's the number you should call. It's 561-337-9018. We open to pray for you, to stand within the prayer, to encourage you that God may move in your life. The scripture says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 1. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excess of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God, for I determined not to know anything among you save Christ, save Jesus Christ, and crucified. I was with you in weakness, in fear and much trembling, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of the power that your faith should not stand the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. The distinction that God has set for us is so powerful. The level of expectation that God has given us, you know, to establish, because see, the things that Jesus did, he set a foundation, and then we had to build on that. So I believe that if you hear the sound of my voice, it's a time for you to really raise the bar of your faith and level and expect great things to happen in 2020. Nothing is too difficult for God. You just have to believe God that you can walk in the wisdom, in the mercy of God, and the deliverance of God that he has planned for you. Now, if you look at verse 3, for I was with you in weakness and in much trembling. So, if you're going through a tough time, a challenging time, your faith is being tried, your patience is being tried, there is an access point for you to come out of that. And today I want to deal with the weakness, fear, and trembling. That is not going to hinder God from delivering you, delaying the manifestation of his promise. God is going to keep his promise, and God's going to deliver you regardless of what you're dealing with. So how can you be at peace even when the storm is loud? You see, I've been studying the scripture, and I noticed that the warfare increases sometimes when you're coming to the end of the year, or you're coming to a new season. As you transition from one season to the next season, the warfare increase, because the enemy wants you to be distracted or abort. Now watch this. Most of you are on the verge of abortion, you know, and I'm not talking about the physical abortion, but I'm talking about the spiritual abortion, like in a spiritual way. You're about to abort the calling, your purpose. You're about to abandon that which God has called you to do because of pressure and frustration. You see, frustration unlocks false labor pains. And I'm going to give you some powerful things that God has been teaching me as I spend time in prayer. You know, frustration is an atmosphere that unlocks false labor pains. So you see, when you're in labor and you're pushing the baby in the right time, the baby's going to be born to their purpose. But if you have false labor pain, the false labor pain propel you to push the child prematurely. So you begin to unleash to these dangerous scavengers and wickedness out there that are going to try to destroy your child, that dream, because it's stepped out prematurely. And that's one of the strategies the enemy is using, is to cause frustration, is to cause miscarriage, is to cause several things, you know, that will prompt you to lose that dream, that vision, that child, what God has caused you to conceive supernaturally. He has put a dream in you. He has put an idea in you. He has embedded in your soul, in your spirit, some unique manifestation. You see, the founder of, you can look at all these major billionaires right now. It started as an idea in their mind, and then they came together and they began to push the idea, and it became a big, one small dream, small idea, now influenced the world. But they faced challenge, they faced challenges, but they never quit. So I can use that narrative to help you analyze and understand that even what you're dealing with today may seem to be tough, but look at what the scripture says in verse 4. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of the power, that your faith should not stand the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. Now, he talks about words of man's wisdom. This is where the real trouble is. You want to discern the wisdom of God using the interpretation of man's capacity to comprehend. Watch this. Faith is received. Faith is not learned. You don't learn faith. You receive faith. You perceive. You catch it. You don't learn it. So a lot of people are trying to learn faith, and that's why they're getting frustrated, because your mind can only comprehend to a certain degree. The language of God is the language of faith, and that's why Jesus spit on the ground, open the blind eyes. It was not logic. It doesn't make sense. It looks really abusive, but it opened blind eyes. And in such situations like that, the Lord's approach was supernatural. It did not make sense, but it worked. There are things that God is doing in your life that don't make sense, but are working. And they could be working in your favor and helping you to be able to prepare for the season you're coming in. Now, one of the toughest thing to deal with is when people are pulled out of your life, or people walk out of your life. It's tough to accept that, the rejection that it leaves you with. In some situation, God has to peel off that comfort zone, that layer the enemy has placed on you to intercept you, to give you false comfort. Now, people are settling for false comfort, for temporary relief. You know, Esau, we see what Jacob was able to do and pull over. He was able to pull something on Esau. Now, you understand very well that he was hungry. And many people make mistakes because they're looking for temporary relief. You call a psychic line because you want to know whether your husband is cheating on you. And then you call a psychic line, leaves you empty. He gives you an answer, or she gives you an answer. It doesn't help you, but leaves you empty. You and some people pull this trick, you know. Well, maybe your husband cheated on you, so you say, I'm going to cheat on him to get back and break even. And you end up costing your ministry. That happened to some people that really, you know, these are things that the earthly wisdom and the earthly way of thinking cannot unlock supernatural wells of wisdom or revelation. in dealing with your problem. Now let's talk about what he says, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men. What is the wisdom of men? This is where the barrier and the roadblock is today. The enemy has carefully packaged the wisdom of men. It sounds so good. Now, I'm not against these conferences of economic progress and millennials, young people, entrepreneurs going to all these conferences. I'm not going to mention any of these conference speakers that you travel to from place to place, and they bring in people with stories that work for them, how they project this idea and this investment help them come from this amount of income to the next level of income. It's those ideas of men, the wisdom of men. It appears glamorous, but it leaves you empty. There's nothing wrong with success, but if you don't have God in your heart, your success is nothing but a disaster waiting to happen. I'm going to say one more time. You could have $1 million. You could have $1 billion. If God is not in it, it's a disaster waiting to happen. The wisdom of man has been judged. That's why your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. It is God that can stop the hurricane, can stop the storm. It's God that can guarantee that the prosperity you have will bring glory to his name and also will not destroy you. Now, you understand that the greatest fear that most billionaires have is that somebody is about to steal their money. And they live in stress. And that's why some of them end up having private islands. And they do all kinds of stuff there because they're looking for security. They're uncomfortable because they don't have God. So they end up being destroyed. Esperton, he died from suicide. They say, we don't know what happened. But he had his own island, and it was Perversion Island. And the other multi-billionaires that you haven't found about that are involved in evil things, I mean, in crazy things, you heard about what happened to the billionaire that won the Super Bowl, how he ended up in a situation that was very embarrassing. So things like this happen to people that are, if you don't have Christ in your heart, the wisdom of man will leave you empty, regardless of how much success it has added to you. There's a sultan in Kuwait, I believe it's Kuwait or Dubai. I think it's Dubai. He has a Mercedes. It cost $45 million. It's diamond coated. So if he drove in America, I believe people are just gonna bump into his car so they can get some diamonds on the highway. So he's so wealthy. With all that diamond coated car, you could have all that, but if you don't have the power of God, it is empty. And I want to encourage all of you out there that is, think of aborting your faith, aborting your calling. You think of this crazy idea you want to tap into that will help you, live the life of your dreams. It's empty if Christ is not in it. You cannot exchange your call. You cannot exchange your destiny. You cannot exchange God's purpose for your life in exchange for the wisdom of men. So, if you're discouraged, I want to encourage you. That which you're dealing with is temporary. No condition is permanent. Now, it says in verse 6, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, not of the prince of this world that have come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. That is where the enemy is so determined to hinder you from stepping into the hidden wisdom. So the wisdom of this world is visible. It's accessible. And you could just go into the library and read about stuff, and then this idea pops in your head and you can roll with it. And we see the wisdom of man, how it works, manipulation, and also several things that happen that give credit to the prince of the air. You see, it says here very clearly, not of the princes of this world that come to naught. All the princes of this world, either earthly or in the heavens, will come to naught. That's verse 6. That's not the wisdom you need. The wisdom of this world, not of the princes. So that wisdom is not what you need. So here is saying, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, not the wisdom of this world. So you don't need the wisdom of this world. Yes, you live in this world, so you can't be so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good. That's what they say. But it's what I say, and it's going to help you. If you have the wisdom of heaven, you're going to be the salt of the earth, and you're going to help the people on the earth turn their heart to Jesus. So, forsake frustration, abandon these things. People in the world are going to wonder, how come you're behind 2 months of rent on your house and you're not contemplating suicide? How come you're going through what you're going through? They're persecuting you at your job and you have not lost your mind. How come you're dealing with this? It's because God has given you peace on the inside. God will never allow you to be tested beyond what you can handle. The faith that God has given you is at work behind the scene. God is working a mystery. God is working a deliverance. God is working a pathway out of your bondage. The Bible says, you shall decree a thing and it shall be established. Believers, your battle is the Lord's battle. You win these battles not by stepping into the realm of anxiety, but staying at peace. When God gives you peace, you protect it. It's the Bible says in verse 7, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Even the hidden wisdom God ordained before the world and to our glory. That which is so powerful. Now verse 8, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would have not crucified the Lord of glory. Do you see that the same demon that led these people to crucify the King of glory wanted to suffocate the wisdom of God and remove it or annihilate it so the enemy can engage in his enterprise of stealing, killing, and destroying? Now watch this. Jesus Christ rose from the dead triumphantly, but those who saw him and witnessed him were able to see the glory of God upon his life. So he prayed that the Father will send the Spirit. So the Spirit of God came here. The enemy is trying to use the same strategy that he used against Christ, trying to suffocate anything that is of God, make it look like it's endless, useless, not of good help. So when you tap into the wisdom of God, you will face persecution. When you tap into the wisdom of God, you're going to deal with heavy artillery coming against you. The enemy is going to try to accumulate thoughts, attack your finances, try to attack your prayer life. But you have to stand and do what the scripture says in Luke chapter 10 and verse 19. That's where your victory is. In Luke chapter 10, verse 19, you do exactly what the scripture says. And as we studied this one, I want you to engage in this even after the broadcast is done. It says in verse 19, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and of all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now watch this. What the scripture makes clear here for you, which is so powerful, is that the power of the enemy you can trample over, because you get the power of God. Your faith in the power of God gives you the access to walk in authority over the enemy. And how do you walk in authority? Decree and declare. Speak that which the word of God says. Decree and declare supernaturally. Things are going to shift. Even if they don't feel like they're shifting, continue to speak, because they will shift to work in your favor. Delay does not mean denial. And God doesn't forsake the righteous. It's not in his nature to forsake the righteous. The Bible says, I was young and I'm old, I've never seen a righteous forsaken. Now he's sitting begging for bread. You're not in this battle alone. God is with you. James 4:7 says, submit therefore to God, resist the devil, he shall flee from you. Engage in resisting the enemy. Reject the thoughts. Reject the accusations. Reject the slander. Cast it down. Don't be distracted by the negativity. Focus on what God is doing. Worship. Praise him. Read the scripture. Engage. stay the course. Stay focused. Don't be distracted. Remain on track. That's what Jesus did. He maintained fellowship. He said, I'm about my Father's business. What I see my Father do, I do. He stayed on course. He stayed focused. And you want to finish this year strong. And I'm going to pray for you. But before I do so, I want to make an altar call for salvation. If you can hear the sound of my voice, if you don't know Jesus in your heart, simply say after me, oh Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I repent, renounce my sin. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I accept in my heart as my Lord and Savior. I am born again in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That is what we teach. And that's what we demonstrate. And we're going to speak that over you, that God will give you victory. In verse 9, it says, Luke chapter 10, verse 9, and heal the sick that are therein, and say to them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. The kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. You can hear the sound of my voice on this radio program. The kingdom of God is come unto you through these airwaves. If you're watching the rerun on this Periscope, YouTube, Facebook, whatever, or on air, the kingdom of God is coming to you. What's the kingdom of God? Blind eyes open, deaf ears hear, crippled walk. We see the miracles happen, the signs and wonders, casting out of devils, bring the gospel of peace. This is that which the scripture says. And he made it so clear that the same power, the same spirit that was on Christ while he was on earth, is the one that is on the church and every believer. He's here. The Spirit of God is here, engaging, helping these battles. You're not alone. And I want to pray for you right now. Father, thank you for your people that can hear the sound of my voice, that are so stressed out and battle weary, confused, tired, messed up. By your Spirit, deliver them. Stop that young woman who was about to kill herself because of things falling apart and the way they were lying. There's someone you can listen to my voice. They lied about you, you know, and people believed them and they did not believe you. Don't end your life. God believes you and he knows the truth. The truth will stand and the Lord will turn around to work in your favor. You see, some of you can listen to my voice right now. May God deliver you from discouragement and oppression. I rebuke that spirit of depression. I rebuke the spirit of frustration that wants you to abort, to activate premature labor pains. We destroy the spirit of stagnancy. May the Lord deliver you by his spirit in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I want to thank you for joining me on this broadcast. You know, I'm excited because we bring this broadcast once a week and we want to continue to do this. But you can partner with our ministry and help us in preaching the gospel through the radio. It's an amazing broadcast, great opportunity that God has given us to be on air. But we need your continued partnership and support. To partner with our ministry, go to our website, www.powerevangelism.net. And the other ways you can donate is through the Cash App. It's easy. Just you see, you type in my name, Apostle Sally, is our ministry Cash App, and you'll be able to see my picture, and you can donate that way through Cash App. Also, there are other ways you can donate on our website, powerevangelism.net, or you can write to us on P.O. Box 221-661, West Palm Beach, Florida, zip code 33422. Our address again is P.O. Box 221-661, West Palm Beach, Florida, and the zip code 33422. Partner with our ministry. Continue to support this ministry as we preach the gospel and bring the power of God to all those that need deliverance. And God is moving powerfully, touching lives and setting the captive free. You see, I believe that this is the time to establish God's kingdom, and we are to do it prophetically with revelation knowledge. Let me show something that's so powerful about God's kingdom. The Bible says from the time of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. The battle that we're in has to do with souls. So we're in for souls, and we have to be violent and aggressive. So confess your faith, share your faith, share the faith with the people that don't believe, share with the family members that are discouraged, and don't be afraid to pray for them, because God is ready to touch and to move in their lives, because God He's a good God. He's a masterful God. And he's a faithful God. And we want to stay in touch with the power of God. You can like us on Facebook. Also, we're on Instagram. We're on Periscope. We're also on a website, on YouTube. So don't miss our upcoming special events that are lined up. You get all the information on our website. And I'll be speaking in a women's conference. Also, I'm going to speak at the New Year service and Christmas service. Don't forget the New Year's Eve service. All that information is going to be on our website. And I'll be coming to Port St. Lucie for Crusade. The date, we're finishing the logistics. I'll be giving you the date. Also, I'll be coming to Vero Beach for another crusade. And we give God glory for this doing. It's not a work of a man, but a work of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for joining us. And may the good Lord bless you. We look forward to hearing from you. 561-337-9018. Jesus is Lord, and nothing is impossible with him. I'll be back again next week at the same time. This is your friend, Apostle Sally. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in today's broadcast brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, the Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information about Apostle Ronald Solly or our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness and your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in and listening. We'll see you next week.